2017, and 28-2017. Anybody to speak for or against it, step forward. Twenty seventeen is for the firefighters grant, and the 28-2017 is the additional appropriation for the fire department overtime.
Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for July the 10th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight. Be fruitful. Well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Vice President Grove.
Here.
Councilman Chatton.
Here.
Councilman Ravelet.
Here.
Councilman Salters.
Here.
Councilwoman Rose.
Yes.
Councilman Westfall.
Here.
Mayor Yoakum.
Here.
President Scott Brown.
He informed me he was out of town.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question?
Councilman Grove.
Yes.
Councilman Chatton.
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet.
Yes.
Councilman Salters.
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose.
Yes.
Councilman Westfall.
Yes.
The agenda is adopted by a vote of 6-0. Next is approval of the minutes from the June 26th.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for the June 27th meeting.
Second.
Got a motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Councilman Grove.
Yes.
Councilman Chatton.
Yes.
Councilman Ravelet.
Yes.
Councilman Salters.
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose.
Yes.
Councilman Westfall.
Yes.
Okay, and those are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to say a great big thanks and job well done to Paula Ruprecht and Cheryl Hacker for putting that July 4th parade together, a great Independence Day parade. I think everyone really enjoyed it, and they did a fantastic job. And to you too, Mayor, you did a fantastic job, and thank you very much.
And I will echo that as well as to all the departments that had to participate, making sure that everything went well. The Youth Council passed out the trash bags during the parade. They were used. Bryce said he's never seen the parade wrap that clean after a parade, so commend them for taking part and doing their part. The only other thing I wanted to say is offer our condolences to Darren, asking for her father-in-law, but he is not. And again, I want to congratulate the Snyders that won the third. Anything else? All right. Committee chair reports. None. Report of city officer. None. We'll move to old business. First up is ordinance 27-2017, additional appropriation ordinance from assistant firefighters.
Make a motion. We have second reading on ordinance 27-2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 27-2017.
Ordinance 27-2017, additional appropriation ordinance 1 and 2, assistance firefighters grant $132,270, edit $14,144.46.
Discussion. Real quick, you're approving this total amount because once we spend the money, we'll be reimbursed, correct?
Sonny Pinkstaff, Fire Chief, yes, that is correct. How these federal grants work is We order the equipment, receive the invoice for the equipment, then we have to pay out of this dedicated fund item, fund number. Then once we pay the bill, then we submit it to FEMA. They give the money back to us, which goes back into that fund.
And to note, we had a public hearing. No one spoke for or against this.
Okay. Yeah.
Call for a question.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Chatton?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 2727 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion for third reading of Ordinance 2727.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to have third final reading of Ordinance 2727.
Ordinance 2727, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $132,070 and $14,100. Question.
Question.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Chatton?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman Westfall?
Yes.
The third and final reading of Ordinance 2727 passes by a vote of 6-0. Move on to Ordinance 28-2017, additional appropriation ordinance for edit, $75,000. First reading was June 20.
Make a motion for second reading of Ordinance 28-2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of Ordinance 28-2017.
Ordinance 28-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, $75,000 for fire department over.
Discussion.
We did have a public hearing on Ordinance 28-2017. No one spoke for or against.
And just a reminder, this is what we asked Chief Pink Staff to do instead of adding it in the budget during budget hearings, that when it did come out, to come to us, and then we would take care of it because we do have the ability to do that.
Question?
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Chatton?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman Westfall?
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 28-2017 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion for third reading of Ordinance 28-2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of Ordinance 28-2017.
Ordinance 28-2017, additional appropriation for $75,000 for overtime.
Question?
Question.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Chatton?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman Westfall?
Yes.
And third and final reading of Ordinance 28-2017 passes by a vote of 6. Move to new business. First up is Captain Laura of Salvation Army, but I do not see her present. Not here, so we'll move on to myself and asking for dollars to put towards the Stellar. The Stellar planning process, we have to hire a consultant that puts together this plan for our Stellar, and it costs money. State will give us $10,000. Through this, we've been told that since our comprehensive plan for the city is six, almost 7 years old, it needs to be updated to go along with this. So looking for the dollars to not only put this plan together to apply to the state, but also to update our. And I really don't think it'll cost $50,000 total, but I didn't want to ask for a certain amount of money up short and then have to put everything told, because this is a very strict time. This plan has been put together and sent to the state August 25th. So, question that we could have the opportunity to spend.
Now, Mayor, there's also benefits outside the Stellar grant. Instead of just putting this plan together just for Stellar, I mean, we're going to have this.
Right, this will be for any grants we apply for, but typically and Ellen wants to come up. I think the state looks at a comprehensive plan after 7 years is kind of stale. So if we can update this now, and in the event we do not receive Stellar, we apply next year, we'll just be ahead of the game, won't be investing these dollars.
I also see it something similar to like the downtown plan that we have, and we got to see that. Then it gives us something to actually kind of shoot for, and then we can start knocking off projects off a list of something that we've kind of put together as a community, right, that this is what we prioritize, this is what we want to see done, instead of just saying, well, we've got a bunch, right, of ideas, but we don't have anything on paper, correct?
Correct. And you mentioned the downtown plan. That plays a part in this, a big part, so... But our overall citywide comprehensive needs updated. Perfect. Do it.
You already have your committee for this?
This actually started. Ellen has been a huge help with this. We will be having public sessions to talk about Stellar. We're going to do that through United Way is doing listening sessions.
Yeah, they're going to do focus groups for us. United Way has gotten into doing a lot of community focus groups, and so we're utilizing them. As we know, Mark Hill is a great facilitator, but we'll have kind of an agenda that we will hit on, he will hit on, and it's bringing all facets of this community in to talk about the I was like, oh, I'm buzzing. sorry. But to talk about all pieces of the community. So we look at overall everything. The community comprehensive plan does the same thing. We have to have listening sessions. So I don't know that we can combine them real easily because on account of the fact of the timeline we're under for Stellar, but we'll try to do best that we can. The city in 2011 applied for funding for our comprehensive plan to update, which was really aged back then, and unfortunately we can't go back in for state funding because they don't allow us to go back in, and it usually has to be at least 10 plus years to even go back in for state dollars to do that. So
does, and again, Stellar is not a grant.
It's a planning process, and the best way I can describe this, it's a planning process that you can take 10 years of projects and look at overall that you'd like to see done for your community, and if you are actually picked as a designee for Stellar, you could get those projects done within a five-year period. That's the down and dirty part of the way I explain Stellar, and for a lot of communities it's done a lot of really great things. And the other thing is, even the communities that I know that went in for that wasn't picked as a designee, just to be able to go through this process to put the plan together has opened other avenues of different funding, and they've learned different things and found other ways to get projects completed.
And it could also be noted, these projects that are looked at, if for some reason we do not receive Stellar, we will still work towards getting these projects, like the housing piece, extending the Riverwalk. That's stuff that it'll be a lot quicker if we're designated Stellar, but if not, it'll just take a little bit more time to apply for grant dollars then. And
this comprehensive plan will help us do that too, right?
Right. Right. And the comprehensive plan actually looks at the community as a whole, the entire city limits, and it has more like demographic work into it, those types of things. It looks at the job rate. It looks at all the different pieces that make up our community. So it's much broader based than our downtown plan is. So our downtown plan is a great plan. They could actually take it, utilize what we've got for downtown for the comp plan, but then look at all the other pieces that we'd like to see, whether that's the Hart Street development, the Main Street development, all those different types of things.
All right, so basically in a nutshell, just to kind of like to kind of sum it up, or you've got basically a probably better than a skeletal outline of what you want for Stellar. You're going to listen to what the community has to say, mm-hmm. and those things, like nothing's set in stone. Those things can change priority wise to the city, correct?
Sure.
And the citizens of the city.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, very similar to what we've done with other plans and other projects, what we prioritize or what the citizens prioritize. That's what we focus on. That's what we change in the plan. So this is very tailored to the citizens of Vincennes, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We want to hear their input, yes, because it is their community also. Yes.
How much money do you think we might get?
Well, that's an excellent question. Can I say that off the record? Right now, to be really honest, in looking at the numbers, we know for a fact from going to the workshop that OCRA, the Office of Community and Rural Affairs, has $2 million to put towards what we'd like to do. That could be through other phase of facade grants, those types of things. NDOT has $2 million, which could help us with the Riverwalk. So we know for sure there's $4 million out there. Housing uses a lot of tax credits and loan money, but there could be a couple other discretionary type grants, and I would say those could pay anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million more. So,
but it should also
4.5 to 5 million.
As an example, ask Deller how much for a total project.
Well, a lot of communities, for instance, Rushville, boy, you're texting me. Rushville was funded last year. They were a designee last year, and they had, I believe it was a total of $12 million in projects, and they got funded for right at 4.5. So there's a lot of complementary projects, which are funding, which are projects that's funded through private dollars. And there's other dollars that you raise, whether it's going through every foundation we can look for, every corporation that might be able to buy into it, all the different entities that make up your communities. You go to all those folks and ask for any kind of assistance that they might feel that they could play help with.
So best case scenario, we put the plan together, we get it, hooray. Worst case scenario, we put the plan together, and then we've got these list of projects that now that we can start to go after, and other doors are probably going to open from this as we've seen through other communities, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how many state agencies we've met with?
There's 11 state agencies that we've met with,
that
yes.
We have met with about Stellar.
Yes.
So when you say we, can you tell us who these people are?
We are using SDG as the consultant to put this plan together. So we had two individuals from SDG, myself, Ellen.
Scott Bobbins from SDG, and SDG is Strategic Development Group out of Bloomington, who did our downtown plan.
And they are the ones that recommended the individuals that went, because that's another thing. They only let you have five people.
Yeah. The state dictated how many you could take.
So. But as you go along, you're going to get more people involved.
Right, because we have there's a full committee. There's been one meeting on it, and we're going to expand that group of folks because we need to, and we know that. And we are making lists right now of everyone that will be invited to these focus groups and extending that committee. But at the workshop, we could only take five. So it was the mayor and myself, Scott Bergens from SDG, Cecil Penland, who's with REA, which is Ronsdale Ernestberger Associates, who did all of the pieces of our downtown plan, and then Steve Grisseth, that is from Luckett Farley. He was also there. So your consultants, mainly your community, you had a couple people from community, and your consultants were there, because the consultants are the ones that really, I mean, they help write it. They are the ones that actually will put together the plan itself with input from all of our community and what we give them. And they'll actually be helping lead a lot of the information that's going into it. So.
And you will all, I hope.
Yes. You're on the list. And we are trying, we're looking at dates right now to set up those focus groups in particular. We're looking at doing one the end of July and one the first week of August. And we'd like to do one like from 4 to 5:30 and one from 5 to 6:30, try to catch everybody's schedules. So
if the city can get $5 million on a $50,000 investment, that's a great return on investment, I'd say.
It is.
And again, if we don't receive it,
it's still, you know, it's still, because I will tell you, in anything that you're looking at for funding anymore, they're asking, they're learning more and more, looking at comprehensive plans, because they really consider those and downtown plans the roadmap of what communities are working on. to make sure you're just not kind of pulling stuff out of the air that, you know, just, oh, we'll work on this or we'll work on this, but those are truly roadmaps of communities anymore.
So you've actually already started on this. I mean, you've been up to Indianapolis and...
Yes, once we were, the community was actually selected a finalist, we had a two-week period that we had to go to Indy for this workshop. At that point, basically, they had read our letter of interest, and each agency had, and then we met with all 11 agencies at that point. So, yeah, we've done that. So, yes.
You partially addressed this already. My only concern is, it seems like a challenging time frame.
It is.
To get the plan pulled together. And given that, I would just want to make sure, and you, as I say, have already partially addressed this, but that it builds on the discussions, for instance, that United Way's had that has been ongoing in the community.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because that, I think, will be valuable input as well as the other planning processes, but I only mention that because I felt the previous comprehensive plan that the community put together was a bit rushed at that time. I don't remember exactly what factor that was, but so
it was. Yes, it was.
You got your work cut out for you on that timeline. That's
why we want this one to be truly comprehensive and look at everything. Other questions?
What's the source of the funds? So many grant programs are built on these plans. I mean, I can certainly see the value of having an up-to-date plan for Stellar as well as other things. So probably a good investment.
You need a motion for this. You're in agreement to support this and more. Right. If no other discussion, we'll move on to Ordinance 2927, an ordinance amending Title 7, Chapter 75, Section 1, prohibiting parking. Code of Ordinance, parking.
Make a motion for first reading of Ordinance 2927.
Second.
Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of Ordinance 2927.
Ordinance 2927, Ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, in Chapter 75, Section I, prohibited parking of the Vincennes Code of Ordinances, parking schedule, Section 1, 2, and 3. This is law enforcement parking outside the courthouse annex on bus run between 6th and 7th outside the courthouse annex. First parking space at 7th and bus run. Sheriff, deputy, prisoner. They were passed by the Board of Works. Problems.
Call for the question.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Chatton?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman West?
Yes.
And first reading passed by a vote. You may suspend the rules and just get this over with tonight.
Housekeeper. Make a motion to suspend the rules and have second and third reading of Ordinance 29-2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westfall, to suspend the rules and have second and third read. Actually, first vote. Then they'll make the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same side. That one.
Now, motion second.
Make a motion for second reading ordinance 29-2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westphal, to have second reading of ordinance 29-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Title VII, Chapter 75, Section 1, prohibited parking, Sections 1, 2, and 3, police-only parking outside courthouse annex, main court building, Bus Street. Discussion?
Question.
Vice President Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Chapman?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman Westphal?
Yes.
Second reading passed by a vote of...
Motion for third reading, ordinance 29-2017.
Second.
Motion by Vice President Grove, second by Councilman Westphal, to have third and final reading of ordinance 29-2017. Ordinance 29-2017, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, amending Title VII, Chapter 75, Section 1, prohibited parking of Vincennes Code of Ordinance 1, 2, and 3, law enforcement parking only at 7th and Bus Run and 6th, 7th on Bus Run outside the courthouse annex.
Question?
Grove?
Yes.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Chapman?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Westphal?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 29-2017 by vote of 6 is the next.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $1,271,063.74.
Second.
Got a motion by Vice Grove, second by Westphal, to pay claims in the amount of $1,271,063.
Question?
Rose?
I am a yes. I am going to abstain from the Diamond Tinning invoices, though.
Councilman Ravalette?
Yes.
Councilman Chapman?
Yes.
Councilman Salters?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rose?
Yes.
Councilman Westphal?
Yes.
Abstain for paid by vote. Under miscellaneous, like that, we are going to have an information session. Kind of be a joint city and county. It'll be the city council's invited county commission, Board of Works, Redevelopment Commission, UEA, all present here the 17th, 2 o'clock, 2 to 3:30, together to listen to a presentation on co-working business incubator space that we're looking at for a while. I think a lot of you have taken the trip to Matchbox as well as Launch Fish. Now all the pieces are coming together. I think you will speak on this. So we're hoping, because we know it's going to take city and county, everybody working together, that we can have this joint session where everybody's getting this information for the appropriate vote. It goes to 17th, 2 p.m. It'd be over by 3:30. Be in Jasper for a meeting by 6:05. Huh? So, with that said, I hope that you all attend. The other thing is, I handed you a paper on where we are looking to gather funds for our Community Crossings grant for this year. MVH is $250,000. I will mention that that is counting on the fact that I think we're supposed to receive 40% more in MVH through the gas tax. If we do not receive 40% more, we won't be able to get $200,000. But then the CCD, we've always said, since we raised that rate a few years ago, that we would put $125,000 in your course paving. Edit, we typically take $250,000. Rainy day, we're looking at $200,000. That's going to get us a total of $825,000. Which, when we apply, hopefully the state's going to match it. It's charging every one of us 10 cents for every gallon of gas we buy.
Yeah.
So we'll do roughly $1,650,000 worth of paving.
Next
everybody.
Year.
Well, it could start this fall. It just depends on how quick the state turns around the application and things like that. So it actually starts. So is everybody good? Okay.
Yeah. Free money.
Anything else under miscellaneous?
Not, we just need a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.